It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm your host here for Voices of Courage. Today, our show is called The Courage to Awaken Wealth. This is going to be a show that I believe may be one of the most important shows we do this year as we kick off the new year here in 2020. And I want to tell you why I believe that. I think a lot of people out there, and I used to do this myself, chase a lot of stuff. We chase cars and girls and houses, and we chase looking better, and we chase a whole bunch of things. But my question to you is, where does that end up ultimately? Are you feeling more joy? Are you feeling more happiness? Are you feeling more successful? Do you actually have more wealth in your life? You know, we live in a society that defines wealth as how much money you have in the bank. But I want to tell you, that's an antiquated vision of wealth. In fact, it's a very narrow vision of wealth, because wealth really is a sense of feeling expanded in ourselves. It's a place where we have the greatest relationships in the world. Sometimes we travel to the most beautiful place in the world, inner self and outer self. We have a wealth of friends. We have a wealth of health and happiness and joy in our life. You know, that's how I define real wealth. How do you define? Okay, today this show is all about taking a little deeper dive into wealth and how you define it, and how, more importantly for you, do you want to transcend what you're thinking right now so that you can have more wealth in your life? Whether it's financial wealth or whether it's wealth of health and happiness, it all starts at the core. And the core is, the mind is the cause of your bondage and the mind is the cause of your liberation. It's an old quote that you've heard me say a few times on this show, but I want to drill it in, because listen, when we change our mind, we change everything. I remember living in Encinitas, California. This is back in 1994, 95. And I was sitting around in a little one-bedroom studio thinking to myself, how did I get here? How did I get my life to a place where it was so small? I was basically living in about a 5 to 10 mile radius around my home. I was in a place where I didn't really have close friends at that time that I really admired. And I was in a place where my health wasn't the greatest. I was probably 50 pounds overweight. And I was eating whatever came in, and I was spending more money than I made. You ever been there? You know, some of you are really wealthy. You have been there, but you've transcended that. But that's where I was at the time. And I had to redefine what success was for me. I had to redefine what my life was, I wanted my life to be. I had to realize that the present moment was creating my future. How I showed up in the present moment, what I created in that moment, those choices I made every single moment would redefine the future. And we all have to do that, right? Because the future is created in the moment that we make those choices. So today could be that day for you. Today could be the day that you hear something on this show, and we're going to bring you a wealth of information of how to transcend limitations in your life. You'll hear something and you'll say, I'm making a commitment to this. And you'll look back over time and what's going to happen. Your life is going to get better and better and better. All righty. Listen, I want to introduce my guest today. His name is James Swigert. And James is a television and film producer sought after by Netflix and Hulu. He has built, run, and sold several multi-million dollar companies. He's award-winning production companies. And all the while he was mentoring and coaching celebrities and rock stars and movie executives. James is the author of a new book, If You Say So, which discusses the power of the spoken word and the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves. James, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So you heard me do the prelogue to the show. What do you think about it?
Well, you know, you're spot on. And I do a lot of work with people who are coming to me, usually because they're trying to solve an issue. They've run up against something. They've hit some kind of block. And so when I'm asked to coach executive, usually because something's not working, right? And they're stuck in some kind of pattern. And what I've done is turned that into stuck in old stories, right? Stories that we tell ourselves that come from events in our lives. And some of the stories are actually just not true, right? And so I think what it does is when people are coming to me to ask me for help, I first of all have to let them know you have a story that you're believing that isn't true. In fact, that actually came out of an interaction. One day I was in a story of my own that wasn't true. And I was on the phone with a friend of mine. And he said, James, sit down, get out a pen, get out a piece of paper. He said, write this down, write every word I say. And he said, do not believe everything you think. And then he hung up on me. And so I had to sit there and look at what I had just written, which was the kind of this opening, right, of a new way of being, of like, oh my God, I actually have a choice, right? I have a choice to be successful. I have a choice to be happy. I have a choice to be wealthy, right? And I didn't realize it until that moment. And so that's really what the essence of the book is starting to change my story, change the words I'm using to talk about myself and others, to invite the opportunity for success and wealth, et cetera.
Yeah, that's good. And a lot of times I think that people don't know they're in a story. And I think that they don't know, because, you know, their world is the way it is, and they're just walking through life, they're doing their life. But what I found is if we just stop for a moment and we look at the results we're getting in our life, we can identify that at least we identify we're in a story. We may not know what the story is, but we're in the story. So how do people change up that story once they acknowledge it? Because obviously you can't change what you can't acknowledge. So once you go, wait a second, here are the results I'm getting. I don't like these results. What's the story I'm living in? What do we do from that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there have actually been scientific studies where they measure brain activity against words being used. And so when they're hooking people up to brain activity and they deliver words like no, never, hate, the brain actually comes from the base, the reptile brain starts to flood the brain with fear hormones, right? And panic and fight or flight. And we go to our primitive brain. Conversely, when they're measuring brain activity and they deliver words like peace, love, harmony, happiness, the prefrontal cortex actually starts to flood the brain with endorphins and positive, you know, and positive hormones. And so it's actually scientifically been measured that the words that are spoken to us and from us actually have an impact physically on not only our brains but our lives. Right? I mean,
I think that's so true. And I think most people want to be positive. They want to think positive thoughts, but that doesn't necessarily make it so. They open up their bank statement and all of a sudden, somebody's taking money out of their account, or they don't have as much as they thought, or the wife says something to them and now they're in response, or the business partner says this to them. How do we break those patterns and go to where you're saying peace and harmony and love?
Absolutely. Great point. Well, it starts to me. I'm a big fan of Don Miguel Ruiz and his book, The Four Agreements. The first of his four agreements is be impeccable with your word, only speak in the direction of truth and love, and never speak against yourself or others. So what I have to do is I have to change the conversation, the one that I'm having with myself, right? And the one that I'm having with others and how I speak about others and myself. And so let's face it, we're not Pollyanna here, right? We're all going to be victims of something in life, right? It's how we respond to that and whether we take that personally, and we're all going to be victims of something, but to remain a victim is a choice. And there are stories where I had chosen to remain a victim. I used to think I was just the victim of circumstance, that the winds of the universe were blowing me into the gutter and I kept ending up there. I didn't realize that I had a choice. And that's the essence of my book, is like, and it starts with the power of the spoken word. There's a great Abraham Lincoln quote: people are as happy as they make up their minds to be.
That's good. Well, listen, I got to take a break. So we'll be right back. And we're going to take a little deeper dive into how to create more wealth in all areas of your life. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Where do you turn when a woman you love is suffering from addiction, anxiety, or depression? What can you do when her struggle is tearing you apart? There's a unique program exclusively for women that offers sustainable recovery and transformation. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful resort-like setting in La Costa, California. Villa Kalima is a residential recovery program accepting only 6 women at a time for individualized treatment with proven clinical and holistic therapies for transforming the mind, body, and spirit, focusing on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. Villa Kalima is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center for women accepting health insurance policies with out-of-network benefits. Find out how you can help her begin her healing by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa at 760-814-8214, 760-814-8214, or visit villakalima.com.
You know you have it. The potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in Ken D. Foster's best-selling book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. With this powerful 365-day guide, your future is in your hands. Imagine having a detailed roadmap to reprogram your brain daily with astute wisdom, courageous strategies, and time-tested wealth principles. You will redefine what is possible for you, unlock your potential, and bring out your best to take your relationships, finances, and life to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there is no other book like this. Imagine what your life would be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
So I'd like to welcome everybody back to Voices of Courage today. As I mentioned, this may be one of the most important shows that you listen to this year. Before I get back to my guest, James Swaggart, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Voices of Courage. If you're new to the show, get ready to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and truly do the impossible. And if you're enjoying the great content of the show and some of the insights that you're getting on Voices of Courage, I hope that you'll shout it out to us on Facebook and Twitter and let some of your fans and your friends know about this show. That's how we grow the show. Also, I want to welcome in a couple of our new affiliate stations, UK Health Radio, Biz Talk Radio, and Talk Radio New York City. All three of these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve your problems, uplift your spirit, and bring more consciousness into everything that you do. You can find them at ukhealthradio.com, talkradio.nyc, and biztalkradio.com. So awaken to wealth. That's what we're talking about today. And James Swaggart is a new author. He's a dynamic motivational speaker and award-winning executive producer and director for film and television. James, we're taking a little deeper dive now into creating wealth. So we talked about stories, how people create stories. How can they recreate their stories? I think that's a good place to go.
Yeah, absolutely. What I had to do is I had to change my focus, what I was focused on, right? When I'm focused on what I don't have, what's not working, it's really hard for me, and when I'm living in victimhood and blame, right? It's impossible for me to be happy. And so I'm a strong advocate and believer in the law of attraction, not unlike the law of gravity. If I drop my book, right? If I drop my book, it's going to hit the ground. And in the same way, the law of attraction is what I focus on is what I get more of, right? We know the negative people who are the negative naysayers and the negative Nellies, and they're constantly, we're never going to make it. And they never make it because of the words come out of their mouth are very negative. So what I really focus on gratitude, what's good in my life, what's working in my life, and that's how I ultimately am going to attract more of that. Because think about how many times have you worried about things that actually never happened. So if I'm focused on what's good, what's working, and I'm grateful for what I have in my life, that's when I start to create the opening for the law of attraction to start to work and to start to attract wealth and attract good business deals, good opportunities, good business partners. And that's how I have found success in my life.
You know, I think environment creates the environments that we set up also are important to creating wealth. So let's just talk with the environment of friendships that we surround ourselves with. I know in your book, you identify helpers and takers. Let's identify what those are and how we can avoid the ones that tear us down, tear us apart.
Sure. I have a line in the book where I say, you know, I told one of my friends, I said, stop going to the Chinese restaurant and ordering tacos. They don't serve them there. You know, so it's about go where you get fed, you know, and I use this train metaphor in my book from the steam engine locomotive all the way through the passenger car, the dining car, to the caboose and the baggage car, everything, right? And so this idea that go where you get fed, you know, you go where the people that make you a better you, right? People that make you feel good, that hold you up, that make you a better version of you, you know, and some people feel very, very enmeshed with unhealthy relationships, unhealthy people or toxic business relationships. And it's like, you know, you're in control, right? And what I had to do is I had to learn to detach with love. It's like, hey, good luck to you, but I'm not going to be part and party to your negativity and to your dishonesty and your unethical business practices. You know, for me, it's about integrity. You know, if you show up on time, you're prepared and you do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. That is my recipe for success. And people want to work with people like that.
You know, I know you've gone through a lot of things in your life, and I just want my audience to get to know you more. You've gone through a lot of success, some failures, maybe a whole bunch of failures. I don't know. But what as a result of this, who have you become, James? Well, who are you at your core?
Yeah, I don't see anything as a failure. Again, there's language, right? That's an old story. That's an old story. You know, when I say you're either winning or you're learning.
Love it.
Right? You're either winning or you're learning. And so for me, it's life's just a big classroom, right? And so I'm learning constantly. I'm winning or I'm learning. And that's just a slight change in language, but do you see how it softens it? And it doesn't make it where I'm the victim or that I'm comparing myself. Because whenever I compare myself to others, I lose every time, whether I'm looking up or looking down. And so
I want to follow up on that question because I really like the way you reframe that. Who have you become as a result of doing this work?
I've become, first of all, happy, which is the most important component of success, right? I've become happy, comfortable in my own skin, peace of mind. I've been financially successful beyond words. I've lived a life beyond my wildest dreams. I sometimes want to pinch myself. I feel like I'm living in someone else's romantic comedy, but great success. And so, and you brought it up earlier, you know, I believe in this world, there's two kinds of people. There's helpers and there's takers, right? And the takers are really easy to spot, okay? The helpers, the greatest people in history have all been helpers. And so with my book, you know, because like I said, I've had a tremendous success. I give my book away. I speak for free. I challenge other motivational speakers to offer their services to go speak for free if you've been so successful. Because I want to help people, right? I want to help people change their story so that they can achieve happiness and success. Because those two things are connected, right? Money is not the key to success. Because there's plenty of wealthy, miserable people who I'm asked to coach on a regular basis, right? So you got to be happy, have that peace of mind. And basically, it comes down to doing your best in life, whatever that means, you know?
Well, listen, if you say so, I like that. I'm going to take a break in a second. But before I do, I want to let everybody know where to get the book, If You Say So. This is James' first book, and it's a powerful read. Where can they get it?
They can get If You Say So on my website and click through to Amazon at jamesswigert.com, Sweigert, or they can go straight to Amazon. And there's paperback, hardcover, audible version, which I read in my own voice, as well as an ebook.
That's great. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I got a little time before the break. So stories, you know, we were talking about that a little earlier on. What is the story right now that you're telling yourself to be able to maintain that wealth of joy and happiness and success, financial success, success in relationship? What's that story about?
Well, it's a mantra that I use every morning when I'm doing my prayer and meditation. And then I look at my entire vision board, which is everything where I want to go, what I'm focused on, right? And the mantra is, I'm healthy, wealthy, grateful, and I love my life. I'm healthy, wealthy, grateful, and I love my life.
Now, there are days that I think you say that you don't believe that. How do you overcome that when you're in that, when that mood swing takes place? Those emotions might take over. How do you get there?
You just uncovered one of your stories. You just said to me how I feel.
Yes, yes.
I believe that every day.
Okay.
I believe that every day. It's again, this comes to the power of belief.
Well, I'm not talking about not believing. I'm talking about sometimes we have, I get to speak for me. I know that I have emotional swings in my life. You know, when I'm feeling really good, empowered all the time, I'm feeling great. And then all of a sudden, wow, you know, something hits. Like, for instance, I found myself in the hospital at 3 in the morning this week with a loved one who was going through challenges. And so, I'm not in this positive, upbeat thing. I'm in a place of awareness and what can I do to serve and be there. But I'm not telling myself I'm wealthy, I'm happy, I'm powerful, I'm overjoyed. I'm just in another place. I guess that's what I was talking about.
Well, I know you have to take a break, and this is a longer conversation. So do you want to break? And then I'll give you some gems of wisdom after we come back.
Okay, that sounds great. When we will be right back. By the way, be sure to check out If You Say So on Amazon. I'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah, everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better, and the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Voices of Courage. Today, the show is called The Courage to Awaken Wealth Within You. And a lot of you already have a lot of wealth going in your life. That's awesome. But listen, I don't know about you, but I haven't run across anybody that has maximized their full potential and can't take a little, bring a little more joy and happiness in some area of their life. So stay tuned. This is a great show for that. Before I get to the show, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I really appreciate you letting your friends know about this show. That's how we've been growing the show. And you can get all the replays for yourself if you like, or let your friends know at voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. And what else do I want to tell you? Oh, yeah, I know. Listen, if you're driving down the road and you're in your car, you could tell Alexa or Cortana or Siri just to play Voices of Courage podcast. We'll come right up and you can listen to the show that will help you to change your life for the better. All right, back to my guest, James Swaggart. He is a dynamic motivational speaker and an award-winning executive producer and director for film and television. He's also a powerful coach and strategist. And today we're talking about his new book, which is If You Say So. He's a first-time author, and we're taking a little deeper dive into stories and what we tell ourselves, how we can really change your life. Okay, let's get back to that conversation, James.
Great. And no, you bring up an excellent point. What about when things happen? And I'm pointing back to, as I mentioned earlier, we're all going to be victims of something in life, right? It's whether we remain a victim and what we're going to do with that and how we respond to that. I'm sorry that you ended up in the hospital, but what you were able to do is you were able to be the helper there, right? And so what I try to do, again, if you say so, it's about the language, the words that I use to define or label things. And so You know, when kids are young, you buy them a goldfish, you know, and they feed the goldfish. One day they come home, the goldfish is floating on top of the water and the goldfish dies, right? What do? We go bury it in the backyard. We have the little ceremony, right? Because we have to learn about loss. We have to learn about compassion. We have to learn about grieving. These things are going to be happening in life. So let's not be surprised when they happen. But we are so quick to label something as good or bad. And then is it, right? If you say so. And I talk about the most painful tragedy a parent can experience is, or anyone in this world can experience, is losing their child to death, right? In my book, I talk about one of the young men I coach who lost his daughter. Okay. So there's nothing more painful for that. So if you're out there and you're listening or you're watching and you're struggling with something, you know, someone else has gone through what you're going through, right? And so I was quick to kind of pray for her to live and this and that. And it turns out this young man, Devin, who was the father of Lily, who passed away, he said, no, we're going to pray for God's will for Lily. Because he knew that that was a child of God, that child didn't belong to him. Okay. And so that kind of faith and courage, and he walked with that through that incident with his wife with grace and dignity. And so no one's saying that anyone's immune from this, but it was how I chose to label it, because what I realized is we walked through the most painful incident in anyone's life, and it was a beautiful event. It was a beautiful event because how we framed it. And by the way, Devin wrote a gratitude list for 10 things he was grateful for after Lily's death. And he sent that out to this group that we're on, this email chain that we share, 10 things we're grateful for every day. And he didn't miss a beat. And he was still able to see that life was, because not, this isn't forever, is it? Right? So we got to make it count. It's not a dress rehearsal. So it's how we label these events, right? This is a tragedy. If you say so, God is in the rubble. If you look at 9/11, one of the greatest things that everyone points to, what about 9/11? Horrible tragedy, because they happen in life, right? So what are you going to do with it? You're going to show up and you're going to be the healthy one to help those people, right? Help rebuild that city. Help comfort the people who were injured and who had lost loved ones. How are you going to frame that, right? And I'll show you how you can change your now, right now. Watch this. If I get you to say right now, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm grateful, and I love my life. Say it right now with me. I'm healthy.
I'm wealthy. I'm grateful, and I love my life.
Look, you just changed the energy inside of you using the power of the spoken word. You changed the energy in this broadcast using the power of the spoken word.
Yes. In fact, we even changed the sound, because I heard the sound quality shake up here when we did that. So
good energy.
Some very good energy. You know, in your book, you compare life to a locomotive. It seems that trains played an important part of your childhood. And so how did you come up with the analogy of the locomotive?
Sure. Well, I grew up in Sacramento, California, which was the home of the Big Four: Hopkins, Crocker, Stanford, and Huntington. Those were the four guys that had shops in downtown Sacramento during the gold rush. And they invested in this railroad and started building a track on the backs of Chinese immigrants, building a track eastbound in order to connect the east and the west with the Transcontinental Railroad in Promontory Point, Utah. So we've got a great railroad museum in Sacramento. And I think even young people and children can identify with this idea of a steam engine locomotive and that you've got your train, you know, fully equipped.
That's really good. That's awesome. I also spent time up in Sacramento too, James. So I'm familiar with that area. So yeah, we probably crossed paths up there somewhere. Actually, you're kind of familiar. All right. Listen, we've got a few minutes left here. I want to take a little deeper dive on, because I think you've really tapped into a state of consciousness where people can actually lift their resonance and maybe even start their day over. Even if you started your day today kind of feeling down or not upbeat and you really want to shift it, you can shift it with the words that James just gave us, or your own words that can help you move into that. What are the most powerful words that you teach that can really shift us into higher states of consciousness, James?
For sure. It's mantras like that I say every morning. And I, by the way, I say it even when I'm not feeling healthy, because you were pointing to, well, what if you're off balance a little bit or you're fighting a cold? And it's you know, always doing your best no matter what, right? And my best, if I'm fighting the flu or something, might only be 40% of my normal 100%, right? But that's good enough for that day, right? So this all comes with a little bit of, you know, I talk a lot about self-love in the book, right? Just be easy on yourself. Be on your own side, kid, right? But watch those words we use. because cynicism used to be a moat that I would use to keep people at their distance and to justify my own misfortunes and negativity. And so I have to be careful of those words that I use. So I speak in the direction of truth and love and positivity. And so any word that's positive, like saying yes more than saying no, right? Saying I believe, because if you think about in medicine, in pharmaceuticals, right? The power of the placebo effect. 50% of people taking a sugar pill actually experienced the medical benefits of a pill that they didn't even take because of the mood, right? So what are you believing in, right? Do you believe in the power of the spoken word? Do you believe in the law of attraction? Do you believe in the power of positive thinking and speaking? Because it's proven, scientifically proven. So what are you focused on, right?
That's really good. And I guess if you're listening to the show and you have resistance when you're listening to James, you're feeling that resistance. Oh, I'm not sure this is true, or I'm not sure it'll work for me. That's exactly what he's saying to pay attention to. Pay attention to your resistance that you have and be able to notice that resistance might be keeping you right where you are. It might be keeping you really stuck. So if you go, wow, pay attention. Oh, I'm not sure this is resonating with me. But you know what? I don't know about you, James, but when somebody speaks truth, I always resonate with it. There may be resistance to it, but it always sticks in there, and I want to change something that's holding me back from experiencing that. His book is called If You Say So. I'm almost out of time, James. So If You Say So, you can get it on Amazon. And James Swigert, any final thoughts for the guests?
Yeah, the universe will give you whatever story you tell it. So you might as well make it a good, positive one with a happy ending, right? Because I'm not here to convert anybody. I'm just here to let you know that if you say so.
If you say so. Okay. Well, if you say so, I believe that we can have more joy, more wealth, more happiness, more everything that will help us to experience greater levels of our own brilliance, our own presence, our own passion, our own power. And that's what the book is all about. That's what James' work is all about. So I'm excited to have you. James, thanks so much for being here, man. And all righty, we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to be right back with my next guest who is already gearing up. His name is Leonard Perlmutter, and
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Where do you turn when a woman you love is suffering from addiction, anxiety, or depression? What can you do when her struggle is tearing you apart? There's a unique program exclusively for women that offers sustainable recovery and transformation. Villa Kali Ma is located in a beautiful, peaceful resort-like setting in La Costa, California. Villa Kali Ma is a residential recovery program accepting only 6 women at a time for individualized treatment with proven clinical and holistic therapies for transforming the mind, body, and spirit, focusing on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. Villa Kali Ma is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center for women accepting health insurance policies with out-of-network benefits. Find out how you can help her begin her healing by calling Villa Kali Ma in La Costa at 760-814-8214, 760-814-8214, or visit villakalima.com.
You know you have it. The potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in Ken D. Foster's best-selling book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. With this powerful 365-day guide, your future is in your hands. Imagine having a detailed roadmap to reprogram your brain daily with astute wisdom, courageous strategies, and time-tested wealth principles. You will redefine what is possible for you, unlock your potential, and bring out your best to take your relationships, finances, and life to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there is no other book like this. Imagine what your life would be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back. This is Ken D. Foster, your host on Voices of Courage. I want to give a shout out to an organization here in San Diego area. This is where the show is broadcast from. And there is an organization called Women's Wisdom here. You can find them on the web at womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. Now, why would you want to find them? Well, listen, if you're an entrepreneurial woman who really wants to grow her business and take her life to a whole new level at the same time, this organization is San Diego's premier networking group for purpose-driven women. And again, you can find them on the net at voices at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Also, if you're an author or a would-be author, I've invited some of my New York Times best-selling author friends, a few of my book marketing strategists. And what I've done is I've recorded them in our sessions. There's about 14 of them up on the website I'm going to give you right now. And they're going to help you to write and launch and market your book. There's no cost to you for this at all. This is something I'm doing for authors that really want to get their message out in the world. So if you visit courage2change.us/invite, again, courage2change.us/invite, you're going to get my experts' formulas and strategies, and maybe a little of their wisdom to be able to help you write your book and get it out in the world. Again, courage2change.us, courage2change.us. Well, in studio with me, well, sort of in studio, we're close, I know that, is Leonard Perlmutter. And Leonard is the founder and director of the American Meditation Institute and the originator of the National Conscious Month Observance. He is a noted educator, philosopher, and author of both the award-winning book, The Heart and Science of Yoga, and the mind-body medicine journal, Transformation. Leonard has served on the faculties of the New England Institute for Ayurvedic Medicine and the Himalayan Yoga Teachers Association and the College of St. Rose. Leonard, it is an honor and a privilege to have you on the show today. Thank you for being here.
Well, it's my privilege. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Leonard, National Conscious Month, let's just jump into it. What is that and why do people need to become more conscious?
Well, it's National Conscience Month. We all know that we have a conscience. It's one of the four major functions of our mind. And I thought that it was critically important at this time in history to focus our attention on learning how to use the conscience. So we're having this month-long observance so that we can educate people and inspire people of all ages to follow the cheerful advice of a little animated fellow by the name of Jiminy Cricket that we all fell in love with when we were about 6 or 7 years old from the Pinocchio Disney production. And what did Jiminy Cricket say? Let your conscience be your guide.
Now, it is a nice play on words because I do believe when we become more conscious or more aware, the only way to be a more aware, become more conscious, is to tune into your conscious. So where does consciousness come from? Your conscious, where does that come from? Where do we get it? Because some people don't seem to have a conscious if you turn on the news, and other people are really living those values.
Everyone is born as a human being with a conscience. The challenge is that there is interference in the signal that comes from the conscience, from the other three functions of the mind. It's a little bit like the conscience is a little bit shy, a little bit withdrawn, and the other functions of the mind, they are the ego, the senses, and the unconscious mind, they're very pushy, they're very loud, they're very insistent. To a great extent, they're hardwired into the reptilian brain, which serves a very important person and a purpose, and that is for self-preservation. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not that the ego and the senses and the unconscious mind are always wrong. They are not. I need an ego and I need a healthy ego, as do you, to have this conversation that we're having, right? We are using the ego. And it just so happens in this situation, the ego's limited perspective is seen as being the correct perspective, and it has the good housekeeping seal of approval of our conscience.
So how do we switch? How do we know when we're going down the right points of view and making the right choices? Because like you just said, the sense mind is guiding us. Oh, this feels good. You know, the ego's there. Oh, this is going to be good for you. It's going to be self-preservation. You know, we've got environments that are, you know, going around us, and we're like, is this right? Is this, how do we tune in to the wisdom to get the right choices in our lives?
We tune into the wisdom to get the right choices by understanding a very, very basic, powerful, and important law that affects all human beings, and that is called the law of karma. The law of karma, just like the law of gravity, is operational 24/7, 365 days of the year. Now, we might not necessarily believe in the law of karma, but we might not believe in the law of gravity. And yet, if we walk out a door from the second or third floor of an office building, we would be subject to the law of gravity. And it's the same with the law of karma, which became Newton's third law of motion that we learned about in what, fifth grade science class, that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So we're asked
to... it's kind of the law of cause and effect, another way
that's
we
right.
can use it.
That's right.
Right. So okay. If you don't like the word karma, just say, okay, that's there right. is a law called that's cause right. and effect. So every okay. cause, there's an effect.
That's right. So you look at the different components of that law. It starts with thoughts, and from thoughts come our words and our actions. And from our words and our actions flow consequences that we experience in life. So if we are dissatisfied with the consequence that we are experiencing in our lives, what we have to do is we have to go back to our thoughts and change our thoughts, which will change our words and our actions, and therefore the consequences that we experience.
That's great. So for people are listening to this, consequences, another word for consequences that I talk on my show all the time is results.
That's
so
right.
So it's results. What are the results you're getting? Do you like the results in your family life, in your health, in your business, in your financial life, in your relationships? Do you like those results? If not, hey, I love what Leonard is saying. It all starts at the level of thought. Now, here's the cool thing, because I'm a long-term meditator, and I got a feeling you are too. When thoughts are like birds, right? And they're flying over us. We don't have any control. But if they land on our head and they start to nest, we can move that away. How can we use that analogy to choose the thoughts that are really going to take us and empower us?
Well, the first thing we have to remember is that every single thought that comes into our awareness is only a suggestion. It is not a command, okay? So if that thought is ultimately going to lead to my speech and my actions and my consequences, I want to make sure that right now, at this point in space and time, in the now, in the present moment, that this thought has the good housekeeping seal of approval of the conscience. If it does, then the consequence is always going to lead me to fulfill the purpose of my life without pain, misery, or bondage. And the opposite is true. If I think, speak, or act in conflict with the conscience, the experience that I will have is some form of physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual dis-ease or pain. And if we don't
heed sounds to me like we really need to develop a better relationship with the conscience.
That's
instead
right.
of being unconscious to the conscious. It's like, how do we develop that better relationship to the conscious? Why don't we just take a stab at that? I've only got a minute before our break, and then we'll come back and we'll take a deep dive.
Well, you're absolutely correct. We need to have a better relationship with our conscience, but we also have to have a more enlightened relationship also with the ego, the senses, and the unconscious mind. So when I am in the intersection of a relationship that requires an action, that will bring about a consequence, I need in real time to bring together this family of my mind around the kitchen table. I have to sit with the ego, the senses, the unconscious mind, and the conscience, and I have to convince, I have to parent my ego, senses, and unconscious mind to support the perfect wisdom of the conscience. Not because
it's
a good idea, but it's just for the sake of an experiment.
I love this. And so we're going to talk about how we collaborate with the mind and the different areas of the mind when we get back. So I'll be right back and stay tuned. This is an amazing show. You don't want to miss a minute of this. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
You know you have it. The potential for a more rewarding life, A life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in Ken D. Foster's best-selling book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. With this powerful 365-day guide, your future is in your hands. Imagine having a detailed roadmap to reprogram your brain daily with astute wisdom, courageous strategies, and time-tested wealth principles. You will redefine what is possible for you, unlock your potential, and bring out your best to take your relationships, finances, and life to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there is no other book like this. Imagine what your life would be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah, everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hello and welcome back. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm your host. And today we're talking about the courage to awaken wealth in your life. And one of the ways we do this is understanding how to mind and how to use the different areas of the mind to collaborate together to really help our lives change. So we understand what are the highest and best choices on a continual basis for us to make so that we have more joy, more happiness, more success, more power, more love, what positive aspects that we're all looking for. And my guest today is Leonard, and Leonard Perlmutter is the founder and director of the American Meditation Institute and originator of the National Conscious Month Observance, which I love. Okay, so collaborators, right? We've got these collaborators, the ego, the sense mind, the what are the other areas that we collaborate with? The intuition.
The unconscious.
Right.
So those are the three loudest voices in our mind. The ego. The ego always walks around with a chainsaw on its hip, because regardless of what the relationship is, the ego cuts whatever appears in half and says, oh, this way is good, it's pleasant, let's go for it. Over here, not so good, it's bad, let's avoid it. Mm-hmm. And the senses are sort of tied into the physicality, the sensual appetites of sight and smell and taste and hearing and touch. And the unconscious mind, of course, is the repository of all of our habits, our attachments.
Would you say that the conscious mind, our conscious, let's call it, would be the same as like our intuition? Would that be accurate?
That's a synonym. I think it's a synonym.
It's a synonym.
So what's interesting is that the conscience acts as a mirror. That's its functionality. It's a pass-through, just like a television or a computer is a pass-through. The conscience acts as a mirror. It is the only function of the mind that can reflect perfect wisdom from what is referred to as the super conscious portion of the mind. That's beyond the conscious portion, beyond the unconscious. It is the super conscious portion of the mind, the same portion of the mind that Einstein accessed to come up with the theory that E equals MC squared. It's the same portion of the mind from which Paul McCartney hears beautiful melodies. It doesn't mean, Ken, that you're going to become a physicist. It doesn't mean that I'm going to become a songwriter. But the more that I let my conscience, the more that you let your conscience be your guide, you will always be led for your highest and greatest good.
And Jiminy Cricket told me this when I was a kid. And you know what? I listened now and then.
That's right. Well, that's the human condition.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, I think it is a human condition, but I do believe that when we start to really look at our results that we're getting, if we're not getting the results that we want, because I believe, and I'd like to get your opinion on this, that the conscious mind or which I love the way you said, reflects the superconscious. I believe that portion of ourself always wants the highest and best, always wants more joy, more happiness, more success, more wealth, more love. So if we're not getting that, then there's something that's blocking that. Or we've created stories or beliefs or things we've tuned into that stops that from flowing in our life. What's your thought on that?
When I disregard the wisdom of the conscience so that my outer action is in conflict with my inner wisdom, that creates inner conflict. And inner conflict is the mother of all problems. If I have conflict in my mind because I'm not listening to my conscience, then in relationships, I am going to experience some form of pain.
And, you know, we're really good using the mind to justify actions that are inappropriate, for instance.
That's right.
We say something negative to somebody, and then we justify why that was what we needed to do, instead of tuning into that conscious and listening to it and saying, that conscious to say that was off, or whatever it will say, we'll hear it. How do we tune into it more often? What are the steps? What can we do to really get more aware of the conscious part of ourselves?
Well, that's the same problem that engineering deals with every day. The issue is one of signal and noise. So engineers are always trying to accentuate the signal through all this noise that is interfering with the signal. So we cannot make the voice of the conscience louder. But what we can do is we can turn the noise of the ego, the senses, and the unconscious mind down. And we do that through the practice of detachment. We create a space between stimulus and response. And in that space between stimulus and response, we now gain the freedom to make the best possible choice.
That's great. Now, Leonard, I think you're working with Dan Millman. Is that
accurate? Yes, that's true.
And let's talk a little bit. I've got a few minutes here that we can talk about the National Conscious Month observance, when that's coming up, how we can participate in that. I'd like to know about that.
Well, we just had with Dan Millman, we just had a large get together in Albany, New York, and we had a showing of The Peaceful Warrior, which was based on Way of the Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman. And it was a wonderful event, and we got together and we discussed the fact that in that story, Socrates, one of the main characters, was actually a projection of young Dan Millman's own mind. It was his conscience in the form outside of him, so to speak, in the form of the character Socrates.
Wow. Okay. And so let me come about it a different way. And I'd love to hear your formula for happiness. Maybe we'll do that in our after the show segment, because I want to invite you to stay on a little after the show. I'm going to do a little more recording with you. How do people get a hold of you? The people are listening to this segment. Let's go there.
We have the website, which is AmericanMeditation.org, AmericanMeditation.org. We also have another website, which is ConscienceMonth.org, ConscienceMonth.org. And you can reach me through email also, which you can find on the website.
Leonard, do you have a few extra minutes to
sure.
record a little bit after the show? Okay, well, listen, for those of you that aren't familiar with our after the show piece, I like to go into the heart of the guest. I like to take a little deeper dive in some of the questions I ask that some of the times the guest won't know any of them in advance. So you get to really get to understanding of the mind and how the mind of the guest works, so that you can understand the wealth principles that they're embracing, the thoughts that they're embracing, so that you can take your life to a completely new level. We can do this almost instantly when you embrace the right thoughts. So I hope you'll stay, you'll tune on into that on our show. It's on our show page at voicesofcourage.us, and it's called After the Show, and Leonard is going to be there. We're going to record that right now. So, Leonard, thank you so much for this segment. Thanks for being on the show. This is awesome. And gosh, I can hardly wait to take a little deeper dive with you. So we'll be
pleasure.
We'll be doing that. And for those of you that are signing off now, thank you so much for listening. And please continue to let your show, your friends and associates know. And you can get all the recordings on our site at voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us, all the replays. Take care. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.